The Federal Employment Minister, Erica Betts, is warning of a wages breakout if unions and employers don't act responsibly in negotiating new agreements. Senator Betts has also announced the government intends to intervene in a legal dispute between Toyota and its employees, and he's taken a swipe at some companies for being weak-kneed in giving in to union wage demands. From Canberra, here's Naomi Woodley.
The Employment Minister, Eric Abetz, has never been shy of criticising the union movement, both in opposition and now in government. But in a speech to the Sydney Institute last night, Senator Abetz lamented not only the behaviour of unions, but also that of some employers.
As Shadow Minister, it was always disappointing to see weak-kneed employers caving into unreasonable union demands and then visiting me advocating for change in the system. And now as Minister, this phenomenon has unfortunately become even more frustrating.
Senator Abetz says in recent years, unions in some sectors have gone too far in their demands for wage rises and conditions, but he says it's not just the government's role to step in.
Instead of agitating for reform to outlaw certain tactics, why can't employers just say no?
Senator Abetz says the demise of Holden in Australia can be attributed in part to the wage increases and generous conditions it agreed to give workers in the past 20 years. And he says Toyota's now facing the same problem as it decides whether to stay in Australia. The government has been highly critical of the approach the Australian Manufacturing Workers Union is taking at that carmaker. But Senator Abetz says despite his rebuke, the government's decided to support Toyota's bid to wind back some conditions.
It's clearly in the public interest that workers be allowed to vote on Toyota's proposed variations and determine their own destiny. So tonight I announce that I have decided to intervene in support of Toyota workers being allowed a say as soon as possible on the proposed variation.
He says if unions and employers don't act responsibly in future in negotiating agreements, it could have a significant impact on the broader economy.
Employers and unions must be encouraged to take responsibility for the cost of their deals, not just the cost to the affected enterprises, but the overall cost in relation to our economic efficiency and the creation of opportunities for others. If this is not done, then we risk seeing something akin to the wages explosion of the pre-accord era, when unsustainable wage growth simply pushed thousands of Australians out of work.
The minister says if Australia's workplace relations system does not encourage more responsibility, then it should be changed so it does. But he's also signalling that the government believes it's time for some companies to toughen up.
Naomi Woodley.